Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Tom?
Hmm?
Do you want to check again before you go back to work?
Yeah.
It's not like Jazza's going to be early.
No. Good idea, Bren. Let's see what effect we're having.
Bridge Farm, Ambridge.
Okay, our website, top of the list. Good.
And then... oh.
Well, that's okay. We knew the Echo stories would still be around.
Second and third, though.
E. coli outbreak. Outraged mum says off. That's actually higher now, isn't it?
And then the courier. Food bug shocker.
Oh, scroll down. Where's the rest of our stuff?
Oh, there we are. Bridge Farm, a day in the life of a dairy cow.
Still below the Radio Borsetshire pages.
It has moved up, though.
Where's the wetland page?
Let's see. Open day at Bridge Farm.
Not us, out of county.
Another link to the Echo.
Oh, they put our name in every damn article.
Old Bridge Farm industrial estate.
Nothing to do with Ambridge.
Echo again. Where is it? Oh, there it is, top of the second page.
Oh, no.
Well, it has moved up.
Yeah, but still on the second page. No one looked there. After all the hits we put in.
I know.
Anyone searching Bridge Farm Ambridge still gets a load of stuff about E. coli. Great.
Maybe it's time we hand it over to the professionals.
Oh, did you find out?
Yeah, I've got a quote from a couple of online agencies. Both offer about the same.
Which is?
Basically, they'd maximise the hits on all our web pages, push them right up the list.
How much?
300 to 500 a month.
What?
Depending on the package. And they say we have to commit long term if it's going to work.
No, there's no way Mum and Dad will look at that.
Right, you ready to go home, Jenny?
Well, there's no rush, is there?
Well, no, but I mean, we've done what we came to do.
Well, I just want a last look at the place, Brian.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, it's super, isn't it? Love that row of willows behind the pavilion.
I hadn't quite appreciated how big the grounds are.
Oh, that's one of the reasons I wanted him to come here. He's got wonderful sports fields. Now, what did his house parents say? It's football this term, isn't it? Rugby the next.
Yes, I think so.
What about all the extracurricular? There's canoeing and archery and clay pigeon shooting.
He will be all right, won't he, Brian?
Rory, love it. The way he went off with the... well, that boy showing him round.
Yes, Jemson.
He couldn't wait to see the climbing wall. And what about the adventure playground?
Yeah, that was quite something.
God, the nearest thing we had of anything like that at my prep school was an assault course. Assault was the right word. I used to be absolutely shattered afterwards.
But, you know, he looked so uncertain when he left us.
He was perfectly happy, darling. He gave us a quick smile, he was off.
Rory's very good at keeping up a front.
He wasn't keeping up a front. All right, there were a few tears this morning, but once we got
here... Oh, I know.
Face lit up.
Well... yes, for the moment.
And Jensen seemed very pleasant. So straight away, Rory's got one friend.
But what about later, when all that excitement's worn off?
Well, yeah, that's what impressed me so much about Mrs. Williams when we were having drinks in the common room.
She does seem very level-headed.
She obviously has a very good pastoral team. I mean, they'll spot any sign of homesickness and do something about it.
Well.
I mean, remember, he's got a weekend home at the end of the month.
Do you really think we're doing the right thing?
Yes, I do.
And if you were in Rory's shoes...
Oh, I'd love to have come here. All the friends he'll make, all the fun he'll have. I mean, I had a great time at boarding school. I mean, it was worth it for all the sticky puddings, if nothing else.
Oh, Brian.
And it gave me the best possible start in life.
Wee bit, mate. That's it. Look back up. Backer! Howdy, fine.
We still need to turn it, Jazza.
Aye, maybe. Get the entrance at the wind, eh?
Then we're pretty much done.
Already?
Unless you've got another 20 minutes to spare.
Oh, I might have.
Shall we?
Aye.
It'd be handy to move a couple more farrowing arcs into the dell while we're up here.
A bit here, eh, Tom?
That should do. Yep. Oh, that's patched up all right, hasn't it?
No bad. Another 20 minutes, eh?
Well, half an hour, probably. I know I'm being cheeky.
No, it's fine.
Really?
Any probs.
Great. Usually you're not so keen working on a Sunday.
Oh, I have to take the work where there's still any gone here.
Cheers.
Anyway, it was helping you at a cosy afternoon at the flat. Harry and Zoffy are staring at each other like lovesick chimps.
Oh.
There's mass fun setting fire to your eyebrows.
Can't you be just a little bit happy for Harry?
Happy?
Why not? He's been a good mate to you.
Look, listen, I've nothing against Harry. I mean, all right, he comes across a bit of a Jesse first off.
No, he doesn't.
But once you get to know him, get a few beers doing him, he's not such a bad lad.
So, good luck to him going out with Zofia then.
It's him I'm thinking about, Tom. He's not clued up about women. She's taking advantage.
No, she's not.
Why, she is. But she's meant to begin him in a fortnight, right?
Yeah.
Only now she started talking about staying on when the strawberries are finished. You know, being part of the clear-up team.
Oh, taking the polythene down.
Oh, that caper. You know what happened then, didn't you?
Harry will be pleased.
She'll be looking to move into the flat full time.
So?
So, there's no room for three on a tandem, and it'll be me sent sailing out of the handlebars.
Has Harry said anything about this?
He doesn't have to, it's obvious. And it's so unfair. I made that flat what it is today.
Sorry, I'd better take this.
Anyway, that's the state of play with Zofia. I'll get the gate if we're going into the dell, eh?
Okay. Hiya, Bran.
Had an idea about getting some good publicity.
Maniac! How does he know what's round the corner? The road's still not dry from yesterday. All right.
I'm fine.
That was some downpour, wasn't it? Not surprised the cricket was called off.
No.
Adam wasn't happy. Thought Leighton Cross was points in the bag. Only two games left for Ambridge to get somewhere respectable in the league.
Is Rory definitely playing football this term?
Yeah. That's what Mr. Jenkins said. Yeah, he had some five-a-side goals in the gym. Yeah, I think Rory should have a try at being a goalie. He loves throwing himself around.
Yes.
I warn you now, Jenny, I have a busy week ahead. I promised Adam I'd take a couple of spells drilling the wheat. I'm at the dairy event on Wednesday, meeting this chap Debbie wants me to see, and then there's the market.
Shin pads, that's it. I knew there was something.
What?
Well, shin pads. I can't remember packing Rory's shin pads.
You did. I saw them when you got back from the shop.
Yes, but actually packing them.
Oh, well, I mean, even if you haven't, you can post them tomorrow, darling. I mean, you won't be the only boy missing something. I went back without any socks one term.
Oh, it'll be so quiet when we get home.
Hmm?
Or just us. You're out so often. The house can feel very empty sometimes.
Oh.
It'll be worse on Thursday when Phoebe goes to South Africa.
It won't be empty for long. Debbie's here at the weekend.
Oh, yes, that's true.
And by the time she's gone, it's almost Alice's birthday. Rory will be home for that.
Yes.
You should enjoy the peace while you can, Jenny. Never too much of it with our family.
Even if Borsetshire Life does run an article, it won't help.
Why not, Tom? Nice glossy feature about the wetland development.
Great in theory.
Just think about it.
I have. All the way back here. It's a nice idea, Bren, but...
What?
It'll take too long to do any good. And we haven't got time.
Yeah, but...
It's not like The Echo. They write a story today. It's out on Thursday.
I realise that.
Borsetshire Life must plan months ahead.
I wouldn't have suggested it if I didn't know Roz.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really get that on the phone.
Oh, you know Roz. We started at Radio Borsetshire around the same time.
Okay.
Now she's abed, it's Bee Life.
Right, well, just because she knows you...
I know, I'm not saying they'll chuck something else out to do us a favour.
Of course they won't.
But sometimes they really struggle to fill it. She told me last time I saw her.
Oh.
There are only so many events and stuff to cover each month. What if they're looking for something at short notice?
Hmm.
Why don't I at least have that conversation?
Okay.
But you're happy with that?
Yeah. I'm wrong, you're right.
Blimey.
What have we got to lose, eh?
Make a change from all the negative rubbish still out there.
Well, they could do a nice photo shoot, the reed beds at sunset.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I was going to suggest.
If they do it soon, we've still got the swallows and martins.
Oh, I'll tell her about the birds. Obviously, it's only one small step.
But it's moving us the right way. Pushing some good news out for once. Do you want to give her a ring now?
I haven't got a mobile, unfortunately.
Oh.
Just a number at work. And there's no one in on a Sunday.
Oh, well.
I'll ring her first thing tomorrow.
Thanks, Bren. It's not a bad idea.
Bren, have you got my car keys?
No.
Well, you must have. You had them last.
Don't think so.
Oh, will you stop fiddling with that oil can?
Well, I promised Adam.
Look, you moved my car this morning.
Oh, yes, yeah, to let the wagon pass.
Well, where are they then?
Why, where are you off to?
To see Rory.
What?
And if you don't know where they are, I'll take your car.
What on earth are you going to see him for?
Because he wants me to.
But Jenny, he's fine.
No, he's not.
He couldn't have been chirpier when he rang.
Not talking to you, maybe, but as soon as you handed him over, he let his guard down.
Oh.
And it was quite a different story then.
What's the matter?
He's feeling homesick.
Well, he wants to come back.
No, not that. But when he started unpacking, he saw nearly all the other boys had brought cuddly toys.
Had they?
Yes, and now he feels completely bereft without Mousy.
Oh, heaven's sake, Jenny. You're not going back to St. Francis.
Yes,
just...
yes, I am.
But Rory didn't want to take Mousy.
Well, now he's changed his mind.
We'll put it in the post tomorrow.
No, Brian, I am actually going there this evening.
Jenny, if his mother comes racing back on his first night with a cuddly toy...
He'll be very pleased. He won't have to spend his first night there alone.
You'll make him a laughingstock in front of all the others.
Who brought their own toys.
Not by personal chauffeur.
Rory said he'd very much like Mousy there, and I'm going to take him.
Well, you get a nickname he never shakes off. Young boys can be very cruel.
All the more reason for Rory to have a little bit of comfort with him.
Oh, Jenny.
I'll be perfectly discreet. Now, if you don't know where my keys are...
I warn you, it'll put both of you through another painful goodbye.
Brian, I am...
I know you mean well, Jenny, but please, don't do it.
Oh, of course I don't mind.
I know it's a lot to ask, Susan.
Oh, it's quite all right. If there's nothing to do in the day, will I?
Not for a few days, anyway.
It makes sense to have me out here, lifting carrots.
Well, usually we have a team of casuals, but we're putting them back a week this year.
Oh, quite right. Why throw away good money when you can do it yourself?
Well, we thought if we all mucked in for the first few days...
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather do this than lose a morning's pay.
Thanks.
To be honest, starting that little bit later, while Tony got organised...
He's loosening the soil.
Gave me a chance to nip into the shop. We were due a delivery.
Oh, well, that was useful then. Right, now, in a moment or two...
Jennifer was there. You'll never guess where she'd been already.
No.
Rory's school and back. A long round trip, first thing.
Oh?
Dropping off his favourite toys.
Oh, I see. We'll start by lifting the carrots.
Can you believe it?
Well, I don't know the circumstances.
She said she wanted to take it last night, but the school gently discouraged her.
Then we shake off the worst of the soil, bind them into bunches.
So off she went this morning. Had a little hand over by the gate. You know what it reminded me of?
No.
One of them Jamie Oliver programmes. The mum's pushing beef burgers through a fence.
Oh, yes.
Only this was a toy mouse.
Right. And then we put the bunches into trays, and they go onto the trailer.
I see.
It's all quite straightforward. So, if you're ready to start...
Oh, well, look, almost, Pat. Could you just run through it one more time?
What, all of it?
Oh, no. Just the part about the carrots.
And they'll need both conference rooms. And the next antiques fair is confirmed.
Oh, yes, you were dealing with that when I rang.
And that's about it, Elizabeth.
Oh, dear.
Mustn't take another holiday, Roy. You'll realise you don't need me at all.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you've settled the engineers and the industrial adhesives in very nicely this morning.
Oh, it's been quite hectic. Get everything ready.
You made a good job of it.
Thanks. And you all had a good time away?
Oh, yes, yeah. Freddy and Lily loved Cornwall.
Oh, it's nice for families.
Mm. We even saw a basking shark.
Oh, wow.
Freddy was in seventh heaven.
Oh, Mr. Cooper's going to get back to us later this week.
Oh, about the antiques?
Yeah, something to do with insurance. But if he calls on Thursday...
I know, you're not around.
No, off to the airport.
Well, that's going to be quite a day for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you always worry about getting there in good time, don't you?
Well, not just that. Seeing Phoebe go.
Yeah. Well, I've been so busy getting her ready. I mean, a farewell party for school friends yesterday. Getting her to pack properly.
Has that been difficult?
Well, she don't want to leave anything behind. She'd take her own bed if she could.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, I mean, Hayley's been running backwards and forwards into Borchester with her. The last-minute things.
Oh, don't. We've got to do that in a minute.
So I haven't really had all that much time to worry.
It's amazing, isn't it, how quickly they grow up.
Isn't it?
When we were on the beach, the children were looking out at the shark. Some nice chap had lent them his binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
I just stood and watched. Couldn't believe they're actually starting secondary school already.
Oh, it's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. Where does the time go?
Yeah, I know. Is it Wednesday that they begin at the cathedral school?
Yes.
Mum?
Hayley's very kindly agreed to take us in.
Mum, do I have to go to Portugal with you?
Freddie, what have we said about bursting in while I'm working?
Oh, sorry, Roy.
Oh, that's all right.
Have I got to go? Jessica's clipping beaks this morning. I want to help.
Well, you can't, I'm afraid.
Mum.
No, there's so many things you still need for school.
Can't you and Lily buy everything?
Well, only if I cut off your feet and take them to the shoe shop for you.
I don't think you're going to win this one, Freddie.
Do I have to have new shoes?
Yes, no discussion.
Can I tell Jessica I can't help then?
If you're quick, Lewis is probably waiting for us.
Yeah, I think I heard him bring the car round.
Mum, come and see this!
Lily, what have we said about barging in when I'm working?
Don't bother arguing. She'll cut your feet off.
It's so funny, though.
What?
Two fat men are shouting at each other outside the conference room.
Hey?
One's going bright red. I think I'll burst.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's all right, Elizabeth. My responsibility. You take these two off to Borchester.
Oh, Susan, hold it a second.
What?
Before you put the tray in the trailer, I just want to get a photo for the website.
Oh, of me doing this. Oh, no, my face is all muddy.
That's perfect. Oh. If you just smile. Try and smile.
Oh, my arms are dropping off, Tom.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, thank heavens.
Here, let me. There's a knack to it.
Oh, he's there.
Yeah, you soon get it with practice, sort of swinging the trays up.
Right.
How are you getting on?
Oh, very well. Only I was wondering. How long to a break?
Oh.
Only usually in the dairy I'd be thinking of putting the kettle on about now.
Oh, yeah. Well, not long to go.
No?
Barely an hour.
Oh.
Well, just over.
Oh, is there a problem?
Oh, no, Pat.
Are you sure?
No, not at all. Oh, a little hard work in the fresh air. Never hurt anyone, did it?
We hadn't got it wrong then.
Oh, no.
The industrial adhesives had only booked the basic package.
Tea, biscuits and water, that's right. They're only here for the morning.
So why did they pinch the engineer's cakes?
Well, their head of sales claimed it was an honest mix-up.
Oh.
Yeah, but I heard he went rogue as soon as he saw the Battenberg fingers. But claimed he didn't know there was another conference on.
Doesn't seem very likely.
Yeah, I reckon he was spinning me a line, but I just smiled and calmed everyone down.
Well done. So it all ended amicably?
Yeah, pretty much. Though we might want to look at clearer signage and catering next time we run two events in parallel. Elizabeth?
Sorry, I was just watching the children at the till. They're all right.
Anyway, it all died down quickly enough, so don't worry.
Thanks, Roy.
Freddy's got the change.
Look, I'll catch up with you later.
Yep, bye then.
Bye.
And he didn't get a proper sandwich.
No?
There's your cappuccino.
Oh, thank you.
Why didn't you get a sandwich, Freddie?
Thanks for telling her, Lils.
Duh. I think Mum can see what's on your tray herself.
Oh, Freddie, really?
Where are the bags, Mum?
I moved them over here, out of the way.
I was going to get a sandwich, like you said. Then I saw the bread and butter pudding.
Lily, what are you doing?
I want to look at my games bag
again. Oh, don't start getting everything out now.
Mum, it's so cool.
Sit down and eat your lunch.
This looks delicious.
Bread and butter pudding's not a proper lunch.
You're not eating anything.
Well, excuse me, young man. I'll have something when we get home. Lily, come and sit down.
OK, when I've been to the loo...
They're through there.
Don't let Freddie pinch my cola.
He won't. So, where's my change then?
Oh, yes. This was cheaper than the sandwiches, so I've actually saved you some money. There.
Thanks.
I'll get you some if you like.
No, thank you. Well, I suppose I can't moan too much. You were very good in the shoe shop.
I'd have rather got a new hard hat.
The one you've got will be perfectly all right for the Pony Club rally.
I can't wait till Sunday. It's going to be awesome.
I know shopping's been a bit of a bore. Not very enthusiastic about getting ready for school, are you?
I don't like thinking about it.
Well, why not? Something bothering you?
Suppose everyone else is like Lily.
What do you mean?
Mega brainy, sucks up to the teachers.
Freddie.
Well, she does, a bit. And they won't like me. I'm not a super boffin.
You don't have to be a super boffin.
Everyone else will be.
Freddie, you're very intelligent. You passed the entrance exam, didn't you?
Somehow.
Because you worked hard and you've got a good brain.
Lily doesn't think so.
School isn't a competition with your sister or anyone else.
She thinks it is.
The main reason for going is to bring out your own special talents, never mind how anyone else does. If you try your hardest, I'll be perfectly happy with you. I mean that. I'm not expecting you to be someone else. Just the best possible Freddie Pargeter you can be. Do you understand?
I guess.
And if you try really hard, one day I might even buy you another piece of bread and butter pudding.
She didn't hang about, did she?
Susan?
I've never seen her in such a rush to open the post office.
Well, I do feel guilty about asking her to lift carrots. It's such hard work.
Yeah, we let her go at her own pace, Mum.
All the same.
Any slower, she'd have been picking next year's crop. You want the trays further back in the corner?
Oh, would you mind?
Sure.
She didn't like being photographed.
Oh, don't worry. That one's not going on the website.
Better not.
She looked like she was chewing a thistle.
I'll probably have her doing the same on Wednesday. We've got so few orders for yoghurt or ice cream.
I'll put something about the new carrots in the newsletter.
Oh, yeah, you must.
And there's a chance of some more good publicity.
Oh, what's that?
Well, Brenda's been in touch with someone she knows at Borsetshire Life. They might be interested in doing an article on the wetland development.
Oh.
How it's come on since we planted it, the environmental benefits, the bird life it's encouraged.
That'd make a nice change.
Obviously, it wouldn't totally focus on the wildlife aspect.
Tom?
Brenda's friend Roz says they get offered those kind of stories all the time, so it would need an angle.
What sort of angle?
Well, we'd have to acknowledge we've been through a tough time.
So it'd be about the E. coli?
No. Well, only as a starting point.
No, Tom.
It's all right, Mum. I know you and Dad are sick of the media.
Because they distort everything.
But I'll handle it. You don't have to be involved.
Of course we're involved.
I'll talk to them.
No.
Honestly, I can do this, Mum. I've discussed it with Bren. We start off, yes, okay, there's been a problem. But we've dealt with it. We're past that now. The wetland area is a sign of the way things are going in the future. Our concern for the environment.
They won't bother with any of that. They'll simply talk about the food poisoning.
Bren says she trusts Roz.
A journalist?
It's a chance to put our side across. To give a human face to the farm.
They won't let you, Tom. It doesn't work that way.
I can make it work.
No, and that's flat. I'm sorry, love, but we're not doing it. It makes me so sick. After all the hard work we put in, farming the right way for years, now everyone just sees us as Borsetshire's very own plague farm.
In here, Meg.
I said there was a few, didn't I, William?
Yeah. That way.
That the last of them?
Yeah, I think so, Dad. Oh, good dog, Meg. To me.
Oh, I was driving past. Saw a cock pheasant on the road. Didn't think anything of it. Then round the corner, three hens.
Oh, well, they don't usually come out of the woods this way.
He must have sent back more than a dozen.
Oh, thanks for stopping and ringing.
I couldn't just leave it, could I?
They must be getting water or grit somewhere around here.
Do you want to take a look, then?
No, I'll ask Pete to come up tomorrow. You get off home, Dad.
You sure?
Yeah, it was good he's to stay and help.
Yeah, well, I'm only going home to a cold tea.
Been working late again?
Oh, I haven't stopped all day. I had to go back to Mrs. Cotter's. Wasn't happy with her sandstone edging. Said she'd ordered limestone. I had to replace it if I wanted paint.
Well, that isn't right. She didn't make it clear what she wanted.
So that was an hour wasted going to the merchants before I even started.
All right,
then, Mick. Over to Waterley Cross. Pricing a job I don't reckon I'll get.
No?
No. God, the chap had some weird ideas about a gazebo when I accidentally stood on his nasturtium.
Oh, right. That can't have helped.
Mind, I've two more patios to cost this week. That's on top of the market. Brookfield. Oh, yeah, they want me in on Wednesday and all.
Doing extra?
Yeah, morning as well as afternoon milking. So David and Ruth can both go to the dairy show in Brum.
No one mug in here, Harry.
There must be.
Only if it's using cloaking technology. The cupboard's empty.
There might be some in the sink, Jazz.
Aye. Oh, we are. We're all covered in grease.
Can you wash one for me as well?
Eh?
I'll have a coffee if you're making one.
You were in before me. You should have done this.
I was too worried.
Worried? Don't talk to me about worried. I'm not sure I'll have a job at Bridge Farm 1 week to the next.
So things aren't getting any better?
There's an atmosphere there you could drown kittens in. Then I come home and they clean mugs.
Because it's off you seeing Adam tonight.
Oh, about the post-season work?
If he says yes, she'll be able to stay on longer.
Great.
No, she goes home in a fortnight.
Oh, well. Que sera, eh? So, do you want a coffee?
No.
But I've cleaned your mug.
Sometimes a skinny decaf just doesn't cut it, Jazz. I'm going to have a quick wash, and then we're hitting the pub.
Susan Carter ain't said nothing to me about it.
Well, she only emailed the title out this afternoon.
Well, why don't you come and tell folks herself? That'd be a lot simpler.
Maybe she'll tell you in person, Joe. But you can't claim you've been a regular attender recently.
And this won't tempt me back to the book club neither, Prof.
No? I thought it was a rather imaginative choice.
Sounds too gloomy for my liking.
Oh, well, de gustibus non est disputandum.
I wouldn't be surprised. Any road, I'm too busy getting ready for the flour and produce to waste time reading.
My onions are looking very competitive.
Ah, well, I hope you've learned your lesson.
Don't worry, I'm using the correct twine.
Ah, showed yourself up last year, didn't you?
A minor technical error, which a more forgiving judge might have overlooked.
Ah, it wasn't my place to ignore howling blunders like that.
And I've high hopes of my tigrellas as well.
Oh, you're up against Bert Fry if you're showing tomatoes.
Hazel'll have to be out of the top drawer if he wants to beat me.
Richard Thwaite says he's having to go at largest pumpkin this year.
He's getting keen, isn't he?
He wants to spend less time in the veg patch and more keeping an eye on his missus, if you ask me.
Hey, Ben.
Mind if we join you?
No, of course not.
Yeah, no worries. Sit yourself down.
Right.
Well, William's insisted on buying me a pint.
Well, Dad's just helped me drive some of the birds back.
Ah, yes, less than a month to the start of the season.
Yeah, that's right.
And since Clary's round at Cathy's. Oh, still? Oh, they must be having a right old natter. Oh, I've talked her into making a ham and egg pie. I thought she left you a cheese salad. No, for your 90th. At the cider club. Oh, Well, to go with everything else her and Frieda are rustling up.
Oh, I love Mum's ham and egg.
We're going to be quite a few to cater for. Mike and Adam are the latest to say they'll be there.
It'll do Clary good having a party to cook for. Take her out of herself a little bit.
Yes, it's always difficult, isn't it, when a job disappears.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's been great with the kids the last few weeks.
She's never been one to sit idle. Oh, I keep telling her,
Something will turn up. Oh, I must let Clary know about Christine.
What's that?
She's cooking something for your birthday as well, Joe.
Well, Christine Barford? Oh, that's very civil of her.
Well, I was telling her about it, the way we're all clubbing together to provide the food.
Oh,
I said, I suppose I'll have to dust down my old recipe books to make something myself.
Oh, she took the hint.
Oh, I wasn't really hinting.
Oh, no.
But she very kindly volunteered to make something on my behalf, in recompense for my putting up her new fence panel.
Well, fair enough.
That's a relief.
Sorry?
No offence, Prof, but I'm glad it's her doing the cooking, not you.
Oh?
The last time I ate your cooking, I had to pay for it. And I still remember that fish sauce you concocted for your Roman do. The taste still comes back to haunt me from time to time.
Oh, did you catch him, Phoebe?
Oh, yes. Grandad said he wasn't going anywhere without seeing me first.
So, you said your goodbyes.
And thank yous. Making scones, Granny?
Mm. Marek's been pestering me for weeks.
Oh, they're for the pickers.
Well, he says some of them have never tried a scone. Shoes, darling.
Okay.
There may be one or two spare, though, when I've finished.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm going to miss you and Grandad so much.
And we'll miss you too, darling. Are you all set for Thursday?
Nearly. Grandad Mike and Grandma Vicky are going to look after Abby.
When you go to the airport?
Yes. Where are my slippers? And they're making me a goodbye meal tomorrow.
Oh, how lovely.
I nearly finished packing today.
I should think so.
For the third time. Mum and Dad say I'll burst the case.
Dear.
There's no room for anything. And I can't leave my butterfly dress or my jeggings. And that means taking out at least three tops. I've hardly got any now.
Really?
Well, some. Well, loads, actually. But I can't leave any more out. I need them all.
And what about you, Phoebe? Are you ready for your big adventure?
I have this room.
Plenty. What's up, Dad?
Is an Harry coming over?
When he's finished his call. Cheers.
When was that, Prof? Early next year?
All being well, yes. That's when it'll open.
What's this?
Oh, the green burial site.
Oh, nice.
I will be responsible for all the admin as parish clerk. Someone else will be appointed site manager.
What's that involve?
Well, primarily, meeting the bereaved, you know, talking through the options, choosing a plot.
This is nice and cheery. Did I ever tell you about the time I got gangrene?
Shh, Jazzer. What did you say about needing a gravedigger?
Ah, yes. Now, that might be the one role with a fee attached.
Really?
Somebody pinched your jelly babies, Harry.
It's not funny.
Hi.
Put your pint down and pull up a chair.
Thanks.
So no go, eh?
Nope.
What's this?
He was hoping Zofia would get to stay on at home farm a couple of extra weeks.
Oh,
right.
Adam says the clearing up's always done by regulars. The team's been settled for ages.
So? Your wee lass is going to have to get home then, eh?
That's right. In 2 weeks, she leaves.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, it certainly is.
Never mind. These things happen, eh?
True enough. A lad hadn't lived till he had his heart broke once or twice. Isn't that right, Prop?
Very true, I'm afraid. Virgil made one or two pertinent remarks on the matter when Dido and Aeneas fell in love.
Yeah, cheer up, Harry. The same things happened to the best of us before now.
Oh, yeah, remember you and Dolly Treadgold, didn't
you? Oh, don't I just. Came within a whisker of marrying.
It wasn't quite what she seemed, was she?
Too fond of other lads for my liking.
I don't really think we're helping here.
No, it's a good point. If it doesn't work out with one lassie, there's always another one waiting around the corner.
Chazard.
Oh, come on, you'll soon get over her, man.
Yeah, of course you will.
Oh, I don't want to get over her. In fact, if she can't stay on here, I'm just going to have to save up and visit her in Poland, aren't I?
I'm not as bad as I was. How long will they be, Granny?
Oh, about 10 minutes to bake.
Then they've got to cool down?
Yes, that's right.
I love your scones.
Oh, thank you.
No, I don't mind a chaperone this time. I don't think.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be very nice.
I like flying now. Except landing, if it bumps too much.
So you're not really worried this time about the flight?
No. Anyway, Mum will be at the airport. It's going to be brilliant seeing her again.
Yes, I know.
And Nolly and Sipo, Lucas.
What a reunion.
And Mandisa's going to be at the house. There's a big get-together on Friday night.
Your mother told me when she rang yesterday. The whole family coming to welcome you.
The only thing that... Well, I'm sort of worried about...
What's that, darling?
School's going to be a bit weird. New teachers, hardly knowing anyone. Suppose nobody likes me.
Oh, I doubt if that'll happen.
It might.
Well, yes, it's the sort of thing we all worry about. But of course you'll be liked, darling. A lot of other pupils will probably be interested in you straight away because you come from somewhere different. You've got new things to tell them.
Hmm.
And you're very easy to talk to, and you're interested in lots of things, and, well, you like joining in. I expect anybody with any sense will be very glad to make friends with you.
Thanks, Granny.
Do you know, Rory was worrying about exactly the same thing the other day.
Was he?
Yes. And I think, well, I hope he's going to fit in very well at his new school. And so will you.
I'm looking forward to everything else. We're going to do so many things. Mm-hmm. Lucas says he'll take us all to Kruger Park.
You're going to have a marvellous time.
I just wish it wasn't making Hayley and Dad sad. And Abby will be upset when she finally understands I'm really going.
Well, of course people are going to get upset, Phoebe. You know, Grandad and I will miss you enormously.
I know.
But there'd be something terribly wrong if everyone was going, hurrah, Phoebe's leaving.
I suppose so.
But it's not your job to worry about us. Your job is to make the most of this wonderful opportunity and to get to know your mother really well again and the rest of the family out there and to have a whole raft of new adventures.
I'll be able to phone and Skype all the time.
Yes, yes, that's right. And you know, with you and Rory both disappearing, I'm very jealous. All those wonderful experiences ahead of you both.
It's going to be great.
So don't worry about Hayley and your father, or any of us, darling. We've all got plenty to keep ourselves busy. We'll manage.
No, you're right, Ruth.
If I was only thinking of Brookfield...
It would be the brown Swiss every time.
I like some of the pedigree Frisians as well.
Oh, yeah.
But, to be fair, the milk yield from the Holsteins...
Yeah, it's very impressive.
They have got some very fine beasts here, David.
Not for us, though.
No.
You know, if the organisers let me take one cow home in a lucky bag, it would have to be a brown Swiss.
Maybe if you ask very nicely.
Right. Are we about done in here?
Want to head to the new Smithfield? Check out the beef cattle?
Have we got time before we meet up with them again?
Plenty.
All right. Now, I'll tell you what has amazed me.
Hmm?
Spencer.
Oh, he's really getting into it, isn't he? Given that it's mainly a dairy and beef show.
Yeah, typical arable boy. Runs wild the minute you let him out of a tractor cab.
You've got to stop teasing him, David.
That is cool.
That's the third time you've said so, Spencer.
No, but seriously cool, Pip.
Well, yes, it is very well designed.
The cow walks in, it's scanned, teats rinsed, teacups on, all robotically.
It is a fantastic setup.
The whole milking process completely automated.
They've been around for ages.
Why don't you get one for Brookfield?
Because we wouldn't get much change out of 300,000.
Oh, okay. Fair point. Well made.
Don't be so awkward. There you go.
Neil!
Oh, hello, love.
You want any lunch?
Oh, well, I was going to see to myself after I finished tagging.
Oh, well, I'm here now.
You all right?
Oh, yes, fine.
Oh, all right, then. If you want to heat up a pasty...
Except my back's killing me.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, I've been bending all morning.
Oh, yes, there's a lot of that in carrot lifting.
Oh, so Pat's let me come back for a quick break before I open up the post office.
Oh, that's good of her.
Oh, I'm aching all over, Neil. Fortunately, I'm back in the dairy me 2 mornings next week.
Yeah, the casuals will be here then, won't they?
Oh, they can't come soon enough. Oh. My arms feel like lead.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and as for my neck...
Well, you have been working hard. Oh, look, I won't be out this evening.
I thought you were playing darts with Mike.
No, he'd forgotten. Him and Vicky are giving Phoebe a goodbye meal. With Roy and Hayley, of course, and Abby.
Oh, she's off tomorrow, isn't she?
Yep, this is their last chance to see her. So we agreed leave the darts for another night.
Going off for a whole year. I could never have done that at her age.
Mike's going to feel it.
Of course he is.
He's very fond of Phoebe. Says he sees something of Betty about her, especially round the eyes.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that. Oh, and Jennifer's not looking forward to it either. Not with losing Rory as well.
Well, I suppose the two of them going off in 1 week.
And that's it. And with not working, she got nothing else to fill her time, has she?
Well, they chose to send Rory off.
Oh, I do hope Christopher and Alice don't go down the same route. I want all my grandchildren growing up around me.
Susan.
Though St. Francis is meant to be very good. Well, I can see the dilemma if you want them to have a good education.
Alice and Christopher haven't got any children yet.
I'm only saying.
So don't start setting the poor little nippers' entrance exams.
Loxley Barrett's perfectly good to start off with. Right, Taylor, I can't waste me old brake gas into you.
Oh, well, put a pasty in for me then, will you?
A whole morning lugging and lifting. You've no idea, Neil.
He was another David. We met him by the cattle lines.
Told us to call him Dave.
Where is it he's farming, Ruth?
He said Lampeter was the nearest place we'd have heard of.
That's it, Lampeter. He had a fantastic moustache.
Enormous.
Honestly, you could sweep the floor with it.
And he's converting now?
Yeah, that's right. This is his first full year, so he's pretty nervous.
Sorry to be thick.
It's all right, Spence. You can't help it.
But the New Zealand model?
All right. It's sort of what we're doing at Brookfield now, keeping the herd on pasture longer.
But much more extensive.
You have bigger herds and no winter milking.
We're looking at it in Ireland in a big way.
No winter milking at all?
No.
So, no extra feeding?
Dave was saying you drive your costs right down. You're keeping them out almost the whole time.
You really work your pasture.
Oh, OK.
What do you think? Anything in it for us?
Well,
he's farming in West Wales. Plenty of rainfall, plenty of grass.
Could be a lot different for us, if you believe some of the predictions.
I mean, this spring was bad enough.
Oh, wasn't it?
If we get a whole string of them.
We're really sweating. You saw our maize early on, didn't you, Pip?
Yeah, it looked like you were going to lose it all.
Well, that's why I think we should focus on getting our own system right before we worry about anything else.
There's one thing we could do to boost profits.
What's that?
Well, while Spencer was eyeing up the silage feeders...
I wasn't eyeing them up.
I got talking to a guy at one of the stores in the main hall about milk contracts.
Oh, yes.
He said everyone in dairy should take another look at their existing contract because we could all get a better deal if we go about it in the right way.
I see.
Yeah, well, presumably the right way means paying him a big chunk of money to do it for you.
No. Well,
my dad hates paying for advice.
Sensible man.
Is that Brian?
What, where?
Just walking past Animal Health.
Oh, yeah.
What's he doing here?
Well, it'll be something to do with the new market, I should think.
Oh.
Some freebie or other, you know.
So, what's next for you guys?
You want to look at the slurry and irrigation, don't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
And do you still want to go back to the...
Oh, yes.
What's this?
He is fascinated by the yard scrapers.
You're joking.
No.
He is, seriously.
What did I tell you, Ruth? Inside every barley baron, there's a cowman trying to get out. Or, proper farmer, as I like to call them.
Oi!
What are you doing, Pat?
Bagging the carrots.
In Breach Farm bags?
Yes.
There's no point.
Yes, there is.
We can't sell them like that.
Tony?
That's simply not moving at Organics or the village shop.
We can't just throw them away.
Oh, we're not going to. You know, the co-op can take everything we lift in the next fortnight.
At a fraction of the price.
Well, that's still better than nothing, Pat.
How are we ever going to get our market back skulking around?
Look, we've got to be realistic. These just won't sell with our name on.
No! They won't! Not if you're going to be so utterly, utterly defeatist.
Oh, Pat.
I won't give up. I will not.
Calm down.
I'm not going to be ashamed of Bridge Farm.
Well, no one's asking you
to. Taking our name off everything. Pretending we don't exist. I can't stand much more of it.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm sick of it, Tony.
Yes, I know. You put so much work into this, building up the brand.
And now Bridge Farm's like a dirty secret. Oh, we can't even say the name. We have to pretend we're someone else.
It's all right. Get your cry out, love. It's all right.
Oh, you're back, Susan.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure, only I was wondering what time's tea going to be ready.
Well, after a morning lifting carrots, I had to call in on my mum with that nasty cough going on, and then I had an afternoon on my feet in the post office, so tea's going to be ready whenever you take me down the ball and order it.
Is she all right?
Yes, seems to be. I thought I'd take a look, since she's a first-timer.
If she's lying down, she'll probably carve soon.
I'll come back later, see how she's doing.
I'm sorry, Tony.
No.
No, really. I don't know what I was playing at.
Oh, I should have kept my mouth shut. Let you get on with it.
No.
I'm not very quick, am I? Reading the signs.
You shouldn't have to be. But I just...
You don't need to explain, Pat. That's how I feel most of the time.
It didn't help, Susan being so awkward all morning.
Yeah.
And I can't really blame her. I felt so ashamed asking her to lift carrots again.
Stop saying you're ashamed, love. You've no need to be. Neither of us has. It was only... we can't keep going over it.
Stupid argument with Tom didn't help.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Maybe Borsett's your life in the old days.
Before Glenn Whitehouse got hold of it.
Yeah. They might have written something reasonable, but now...
Tom was sure he could handle it. Put our side across.
Oh, Tom's sure of a lot of things.
One of the things that gave me strength after John...
Yes, love?
We had to keep going for Tom and Helen. Of course we did. And the farm was part of that. Part of the life we were making for our children. That we hoped to pass on.
Yes, I know.
And now... After I made such an idiot of myself this afternoon...
You didn't.
I went to the office. Looked at the accounts again.
Oh, that wasn't a good idea, love.
We can't hide from it, Tony. We can't go on like this much longer.
No.
That's why I'm so keen to... We do need to stick our heads above the parapet. I mean, you're right. When we use our name, our produce doesn't sell.
At the moment, no.
We've got to change that somehow. We need to get back in the marketplace at a proper price.
Oh, I agree, Pat. But it's all about timing.
So when? Because looking at the figures... We really don't have very long before we go out of business.
I'll go and see Mum. Agreed?
To ask for help?
I hate doing it.
So do I.
Can you see an alternative? It's just in the short term. To tide us over for a couple of months. Till we can build up sales again.
Yeah.
She'll understand it's not our fault.
All the same.
Well, what's the alternative? We can hardly go back to the bank.
No.
If we are going to keep things going, have anything to hand on.
You're right. Oh, it's awful. But you are right. I can't see any other way.
I might as well go straight round.
No.
Look, if I'm going to do it...
Peggy's out tonight.
Oh?
The WI.
Oh.
And by the time she's back...
Oh, all right. Not tonight, then. And I'm so busy tomorrow...
Do you want me to?
No. I'll do it. I'll free up some time tomorrow afternoon. Go round with the begging bowl then.
Nearly ready, Phoebs?
Mum, can I take my JLS poster?
I don't think so.
If I fold it, it'll go in my hand luggage.
You'll ruin it.
But when I wake up in Joburg,
It will be more like home.
Phoebes, it's a daft idea. Now, what have you been...
What about my witchy money box?
You can't take that, love.
Please, I've had it since I was tiny. It's always been by my bed.
It's too big, and you won't need it. It'll still be here when you get back, love. Everything will be just the same. Except you'll be bringing back some great new things as well. And some great memories.
I guess so.
But what's happened to you? You look as though you've been blown up with a bicycle pump.
Oh,
What have you got under your hoodie?
And the sweatshirt Vicky gave me.
What else?
Mum.
At least two other T-shirts.
I can't leave those. Emily gave me the pink one on Sunday. I promised I'd take it.
Phoebes, you can't possibly wear that lot. You'll boil on the plane.
It's only because you and Dad are being so strict about my bag.
It's the airline being strict.
Well, that's why I've got to wear everything. It doesn't matter, I just look a bit fat.
More than a bit.
Mum.
Sweetheart, you'll pass out long before we get to the airport.
I'm not that hot.
Sorry, Phoebes, you're not going anywhere dressed in all those clothes.
But what if I leave something here and then I really, really need it in Joburg?
Like Kate told you, there's plenty of good clothes shops there.
But these are my favourite.
Oh, I know, but you'll probably outgrow most of them anyway.
I won't.
You will. You're going away for so long. Seriously, Phoebes, you can't go like that.
Oh, okay.
Good girl.
How are we doing up there?
Oh, nearly with you, Roy.
Only, if we want to get to the airport and meet the chaperone in good time...
Yeah, don't worry, it's just a slight wardrobe malfunction to sort out.
Yes. Yes, I see. Yes. Mum! Yes, as soon as I can.
It's me.
Thank you.
Is this a bad time to call in?
Tony, can you take me to hospital at once? Borchester General.
What's the matter, Mum? Oh,
there's nothing wrong with me. It's Jack.
Uh-oh.
The Laurels just phoned. He was slumped in his chair after lunch. They couldn't rouse him. He was too drowsy and weak. So they've called for an ambulance.
Oh, Lord.
Please, let's hurry.
We know where we're meeting the chaperone.
Yeah. There's a special desk.
I know where it is. I saw it a minute ago.
Yeah, well, just before we go there, you got your magazines and your music?
All here.
What about change or a bottle of water when you go into departures?
I'm not thirsty.
Well, you might be if you have to wait a long time.
I won't be.
Could happen.
Oh, where's my purse?
It's all right. I've got loads of money.
Oh, have you?
It's all right for some.
Grandma Vicky gave me £10 for the journey last night, and Grandad Mike.
You're better off than us, then.
And, how about losing the sweatshirt, Phoebes?
No, Dad.
You should see yourself. You're glowing bright pink.
I'm fine.
Isn't she, Hayley?
Well, I know she still looks a bit chubby, Roy.
Well, I'll say.
But you wouldn't believe what an improvement this is.
I've taken off two T-shirts and a jumper already.
She was padded out like an American footballer.
Well, you're still way overdressed.
The end of winter in South Africa.
Phoebe.
I need to be wrapped up.
I did say she could keep the sweatshirt on. It's the one from your dad and Vicky.
All right. You win, Phoebes.
Thanks.
Now, let's find the poor woman who's got to put up with you for the next few hours.
They can't commit themselves yet.
But they think it's a stroke.
Yeah, probably, Pat. At least that's what Dr. Harker said.
Oh, no.
I'm convinced it is. When you see his face, it's... like when Mum had hers. His mouth's fallen on one side.
Poor Jack.
They'll know for sure when they've run some tests.
Where is he now?
Oh, we're still in admissions. They want to do a CT scan, see what's happened to his brain.
Tonight?
Yeah, I think so. Mum's gone to talk to the nurse, so thought I'd grab the chance to let you know what's happening.
I was starting to wonder.
I've no idea what time I'll be back, I'm afraid.
Well, that doesn't matter. Tom got your message about milking.
Oh, can you do it?
He's in the parlour now.
Oh, good lad. I'm just glad I got to Mum's when I did.
I suppose that's one good thing.
She'd literally just taken the call. She was so upset.
I can imagine.
Hardly said two words on the way here.
She needs to be careful herself.
Then we were held up by roadworks on King Street. Of all the times that has to happen. Though the hospital was very good when we got here. Let us see Jack straight away.
Is he in much pain?
Well, in his condition, you can't really tell. Who knows what's going on inside?
He can't talk at all?
No, not properly. Mum tried speaking to him, but...
No good.
No. He mumbled a few things, heaven knows what. I think he's angry, being prodded and poked at.
It must be dreadful for him.
He hasn't any real idea what's happening.
Well, he won't have. And how's Peggy now?
Oh, knocked sideways, of course. But you know what she's like in a crisis.
Yeah.
Very focused, very tough. She's already told the nurses what Jack will and won't eat, all the medication he's on. Oh, she's on her way back.
You concentrate on her, Tony. I'll ring round the family and let everyone know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Pat. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Mum?
They're not going to do the scan tonight.
No?
Jack's too confused and upset. The nurse says it'll only make him worse.
Oh, I suppose so.
He's extremely agitated.
Well, can't they give him something to calm him down?
Apparently that's not advisable.
Oh.
They've decided the best thing is to keep him in overnight, under observation. Let him get used to being here.
Oh, I see.
They'll try and do the scan tomorrow, if they can.
Well, hope they put him somewhere quiet.
I told them. It won't be the least bit of use keeping him in if he doesn't get a proper night's rest.
No, of course not.
He's so unhappy. He kept trying to push my hand away. Oh, Tony.
I know, Mum.
When this happened to me, it was such a horrible experience.
I know it was.
A complete bolt out of the blue. Being out of control. The awful feeling in your head.
You pulled through, though, didn't you?
Well, at least I had some idea of what was going on. But poor Jack.
The staff... They're used to Alzheimer's. They'll do everything they can to make him comfortable.
The only consolation is it happened in the day room.
Yes.
If he'd been in his room, left on his own for hours...
Well, that didn't happen, Mum, so there's no point thinking about it.
Even so, must be terrifying for him. He looked so frightened, Tony.
Well, at least he's in the best possible place, getting the best possible care.
I hope so.
He is. Now, let's find somewhere we can have a cup of tea and sit down.
Oh, yes. That's all right.
When we've caught our breath, we'll go and see Jack again. Find out what's happening and say goodnight to him.
Oh, yes, we must do that.
And then I'll take you home.
So, this is it, Phoebes.
I'm glad Bryony's given us a moment. She seems nice, doesn't she?
Yes.
You do know how much we're going to miss you, sweetheart.
I miss you, Dad.
I want you to have a wonderful time. But be sensible, yeah?
I will be.
You take good care of yourself. Oh, you're so precious to both of us.
And Abby?
Yeah, don't take any stupid risks.
I won't.
We love you so, so much.
I love you, Mum.
First thing, when you get there...
I know.
When Kate meets you, text us. Let us know you're safe.
I will.
Yeah, and tomorrow night.
Don't worry, I'll Skype.
Well, you better, or I'll fly out myself and chase you up.
I will do, Dad.
Oh, Bryony looks about ready.
Last hug, Phoebs, eh? Love you, darling.
Love you, Dad.
Go on, then.
Can't have you holding up the plane.
Bye, Phoebes.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Have a great time.
And don't forget.
I won't.
Yeah, as soon as you get there, yeah? Text us.
Bye. Look at her. I swear she's still got extra leggings on. There they go. I only hope she doesn't have to go to the loo in a hurry. She's got so many clothes on.
Yeah.
Oh, Roy. Oh, darling. It's all right.
Our little girl.
I know.
I never thought it would be so hard to let go.
Oh, you needn't have bothered, Pat. I had something at the hospital.
Well, Helen made it, not me.
Oh, is she?
She's upstairs, settling Henry down. Right. She was talking about going over to Peggy's later.
Oh, there's no need.
No?
No. Lillian was already there when I dropped Mum off.
Oh, that's good.
She said she'd stay all night if Mum wanted her to.
How is she now?
She was very quiet when we got back.
Has it started to sink in?
Yeah, I think so. Apart from anything else, she's completely exhausted.
I'm not surprised.
I told Lillian, try to make sure she gets to bed early. Though whether she'll be able to sleep or not.
You look worn out yourself.
Yeah, well, hanging around hospitals, it drains the life out of you. And I'd psyched myself up so much to go over.
I know.
Oh, did Tom have any problems?
No. Milking was fine.
And the new calves?
Helen and I sorted those.
And what about the one having trouble feeding?
Oh, she's all right. You'll see in the morning.
Oh, thanks. Do you think Helen will mind if I don't bother?
No, of course not.
Oh, it looks very nice. And will it keep?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just not hungry.
I didn't have much of an appetite either. How was Jack before you left?
Well, not good.
No?
They've put him on a drip. One of the nurses says he keeps pulling it out.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, I don't think Mum heard that. She was upset enough already.
Do you want a cup of tea or anything?
No.
I don't suppose...
No.
Quite. I was going to say...
I couldn't, Pat. Would have been completely wrong.
Absolutely.
There was no way I could start talking about a loan under the circumstances.
No.
It's not something I want to do at the moment. Mum's got more than enough on her plate right now.
I quite agree, Tony.
We'll just have to battle on.
Yeah.
Manage on our own somehow. Although goodness only knows how we'll do it.
Well, I didn't mean to hold you up, Jill, but since you're out here...
Well, I'm glad you did. I can tidy the garden any time.
Yeah, I thought you'd want to know.
Of course I do, Jenny.
Well, I'm just going to collect Mum now and then we're off.
To the hospital?
I promised we'd go in first thing.
As if they haven't been through enough already.
Oh, well, Mum's being very brave. But you can imagine how worried she is.
Well, yes.
Especially since they couldn't do the test they wanted yesterday.
No.
Jack was being rather difficult. No real fault of his own. He's very alarmed by it all.
Oh, dear. I've often thought how blessed Phil was. Keeping his health until the end.
Yes, you were very lucky, Jill.
In some ways, yes. Please tell Peggy I'll be praying for them.
That's it. Head still the right way, Pip.
Okay.
Do you want me to...
It's all right, Mum. Calf's coming.
That's it. Nice and easy.
I've printed it off for you.
The hotel?
Address and phone number. You won't need it, though.
Useful to have, just in case.
To keep Dad quiet, you mean?
We like to know where you are, in case anything happens.
The hotel looks great.
Oh, no wonder she was struggling.
It is big, isn't it?
Oh, the head was the hard part. You can probably...
Yeah, let her finish on her own. Mm. I can't wait.
And you've got everything ready for tomorrow? Passport, e-ticket?
Yep, I've just got to finish packing tonight.
Oh, okay. Well done.
What have we got?
A girl. Do you want to...
Yep, I'll get the chains off.
Let's make sure you can breathe.
She's a good size.
Isn't she?
Still won't be getting 10,000 litres from her. Have you thought any more, Mum?
About Mr. Efficiency?
He was called Chad, actually. And I know he was giving me the hard sell.
Just doing his job, like all the other exhibitors at the dairy event.
And, OK, we don't want to go for the intensive, mostly indoor system here.
No, we don't, thank you. Right, let's leave them a minute.
But what he was saying about involving a nutritionist as well as a vet, making sure her herd's super healthy and productive.
We aren't doing so badly here.
I'm not saying that we are.
Our input-output ratio is pretty good.
Yeah, but it can always be improved on.
Well, yeah. Michelle gave us all a lot to think about. Hmm?
Now, I'll stay out here a while if you want to get off.
Is that all right? I'm dropping off the last of the stuff for the rummage sale. It's a pity we're going to miss it next week.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, and I mustn't forget to give Dad the stuff about beef herds.
What's that?
The booklets about genetic evaluation systems I picked up at the NEC.
Oh, those.
I'm not sure he realises how important recording the Hereford's genetic profile could be.
Right.
I'll give them to him later.
Oh, before you go, Pip.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, which is the calf's head and which is the tail?
What? Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I'm telling you stuff you already know again.
Don't worry, your dad was exactly the same with Grandad.
I just get excited about the possibilities here.
I know, Pip, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
No, I haven't been to Borchester, Mum. I'm taking advantage of Kenton coming over to see Jolene.
Oh, well, it's a lovely surprise, Elizabeth.
Hayley took the children in on her own this morning.
Never mind, darling. Only a week before you can drive. That'll make life easier.
March, I won't have to beg lifts all the time. And it'll be so much simpler running the children to school.
Lily said you went with them on Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Wasn't going to miss their first morning.
How did it go?
Very well. They look so smart in their new uniforms.
I do like the cathedral school jackets.
Yes, so do I. Though somehow between getting out of the car and walking to the gates, Freddie's shirt had become untucked.
Oh dear.
It was sticking out like a swan's tail.
You know who that reminds me of?
No.
Kenton.
Oh.
No matter how many times I told him to straighten his tie or pull up his socks, within a minute of leaving for school he'd look like a scarecrow.
I don't remember that.
He wasn't so bad by the time you came along.
Well.
So there's hope for Freddie.
Well, they seem to be enjoying it so far.
Good.
Freddie's still much more interested in the Pony Club rally on Sunday than school.
He'll come round.
I hope he will. What's this, Mum?
Well, it's a blank I'm using for the flower and produce, for my enamel brooch.
Oh.
I've worked out the design, but I haven't had time to make it yet.
Auntie Peggy's really got you started on something there, hasn't she?
Oh, now, Elizabeth, you won't have heard.
That's it, Jennifer. They've taken him back to the ward.
Well, come and sit down, Mum. Or do you want to go for a coffee?
Oh, I'm perfectly happy to wait here. Unless...
No, I'm quite all right.
Dr. Chowdhury says she'll talk to us when they've looked at the results.
How did the scan go?
I don't know. At least Jack was a little calmer than yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
I held his hand all the way to the CT unit. That seemed to help, though he won't have known it was me.
Well, you can't be sure, Mum. On some level, he might be aware.
At the moment, there's no way of knowing what's going on in his head.
No.
All we can do is wait to see what Dr. Chowdhury has to say.
Yes. Oh, I expect Debbie will be keen to see Jack when she gets here. She's arriving tomorrow.
Oh, for a week, is that right?
Well, 10 days. She's managed to clear her diary. Oh, it'll be lovely having her home.
Yes, yes.
We'll get all the news from Hungary and bring her up to date here.
Hmm.
And Brian's right, you know. As soon as one's gone, one comes back. I told you that Phoebe arrived safely.
Yes.
No problems with the flight, and she's Skyping Roy and Hayley this evening.
It's a long journey.
Yes. And Rory's finding his feet. He emailed us yesterday. Well, it's very good. He's not allowed a mobile phone, but all the boys at St. Francis have got their own email account.
Ilona rang last night.
Oh, did she?
It was very thoughtful of her. It was her day off. She'd only just heard.
Oh, well, she's very fond of Jack.
Oh, she is. I only wish I'd had better news to tell her.
It's actually happening on his birthday, isn't it? Next Tuesday?
I believe so.
Josh was very keen to have it on the day itself.
Mm.
Lily and Freddie must be looking forward to going.
Yes, yeah, I've said they can go, as long as it doesn't go on too late.
I'm not even sure what a laser fray is. Josh made it sound like a lot of running round shooting at each other.
Well, that's more or less it.
It's not what I'd have wanted for my 14th birthday, but he's very excited about it.
Oh, Freddie's keen as well.
will your two need picking up? I'm sure David or...
No, Lewis has volunteered and he's bringing them home by 8 at the latest.
Will it be finished by then?
Well, whether it is or it isn't, they have to be back. It's a school night.
Well, yes. It's important to set boundaries.
They've got their homework timetables already, and I'm not going to let that start slipping.
No, quite right.
We started a little routine. They have a break when they come home, but straight after tea, that's it. Off to their rooms, homework.
And you think they're coping?
Lily's taken to it like a duck to water. Joined the drama and art clubs on the very first day.
I can see her being good at drama.
And she's put her name down for hockey trials.
She's just the right bill for hockey, isn't she?
I don't know about that. I just think she likes the idea of running around biffing people with a stick.
Oh, goodness. And what about Freddy?
He's fine. Doing things in his own sweet way, as usual.
Has he joined any clubs?
Not yet, but I'm sure he will do. At the moment, he's just more interested in exploring his new surroundings. Managed to get himself completely lost yesterday.
Oh, no.
He wandered into the school garden at break with his new friend, Lachlan.
Lachlan? Was he at Borchester Green as well?
No, I think he's from Perivale. Anyway, they've palled up, and I think they'd seen some goldfinches or something. Who knows with Freddy? And off they went into the garden. I'm not even sure Year 7s are allowed there. But never mind. Freddy led the way in. Freddy led the way out. By a different gate without realising
it. How typical.
They got into a terrible lather. They were going to be late for maths till Daniel sent them the right way.
Daniel found them?
Somehow they drifted over to the sixth form block.
Thank heavens it was him and not a teacher.
Freddy thought it was all a terrific hoot. He really is his father's son.
Oh. Are you sure I can't get you some lunch, Mum?
Quite certain, dear.
Well, what about a cup of tea?
No, really. You've been very kind. But I think now I'm ready to shut my eyes for 5 minutes and have a little think.
In a way, it was quite encouraging, wasn't it?
Hardly encouraging, dear.
Not that he's had a stroke, but that it seems to have been so mild.
It's affected his face and hands, all of his left side.
Yes. But as Dr. Chowdhury said, it could have been much worse.
I suppose so.
I thought Jack looked quite comfortable before we left.
Did you?
Yes, considering. And they're only keeping him in for a few days while they stabilise him.
I know.
And it's good that the medication won't clash with what he's already taking.
But what if this is only the start, Jennifer? What if he has another small stroke, then another?
That's really being very pessimistic, Mum.
Pessimistic? Or realistic? This has been so frightening for him. I hate the thought of him having to go through it all again.
Well, you've made a good recovery, and there's no reason that Jack shouldn't.
The plain fact is, he's not a well man. Even before this happened, his condition wasn't getting any better.
No.
He started on a journey which, no matter how long it takes, can only have one destination.
It's the same for all of us, though, isn't it, Mum?
I know that, and accept it's inevitable. But above all, I want the last part of Jack's life to be peaceful and happy, the way it has been for him in the Laurels, particularly since Ilona took him under her wing.
There's no reason it can't go on like that, though, is there?
That's what I'm afraid of. Suppose after this the Laurels doesn't feel able to look after him.
Why shouldn't they?
It's a care home, Jennifer, not a hospital. They may well feel they can't provide the level of support he needs. And if they won't take him when he's discharged, what on earth is going to happen to him?